minutes into the recording. We're not going to wait forever like this.
Okay, sure. Let's start recording. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the new fiscal year 16 ICANN Community Document Development and Drafting Pilot Program at the Regional Leadership and Daniel Hall, taking place on Tuesday, 13th of December 2016 at 1400 UTC. On the call today on our English channel, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Wolf Ludwig, Ellen Greenberg, Sam Dickinson, Emily Taylor, Patrick Dodman, and Aziz Yagi. Channel we have Carol Bartosz. Currently, we don't have anyone on the French channel, and we haven't received any apologies for today's call. From staff, we have Heide Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Ariel Liang, O'Neill, Uzan Shahin, and myself, Yeshim Nazar. Our Spanish interpreters today are Veronica and David. And our French interpreters are Camilla and Claire. And I've just seen that Glenn McKnight has joined us as well. Finally, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcript purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. And over to you, Olivier. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yeshim. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, and today we're going to be speaking with Dan O'Neill and also consultant Sam Dickinson and Emily Taylor regarding the ICANN Community Document Development and Drafting Resource Pilot Program, the aptly named PDDPP. So, now that we've done the roll call and the introduction, I guess it's time for us to turn over to Dan O'Neill. Dan, you have the floor.
It's Dan O'Neill speaking. Olivier, thank you very much for the introduction. We appreciate the opportunity to present today on kind of the status and where we are moving forward with the document development and drafting pilot program. As we have spoken at past ICANN meetings, the focus of this was really going to be on creating primer documents for some of the drafting opportunities that are issued on a regular basis by ICANN. But as you're all aware, there tends to be an ebb and flow to these particular releases. And as we were up and running, we found that the number of opportunities that were being released had decreased, and we were having some difficulty in identifying opportunities to really get the program started with. So as discussed in Hyderabad, what we've done is we've decided to step back instead of just the singular focus on the PDPs. We wanted to step back and look at creating primer documents that we thought would be of value to the multi-stakeholder communities and primer documents that we thought we could involve the communities, such as on this call, to work with and create to push out to all of the communities on timely and critical issues that were confronting the ICANN communities at this time. So I am privileged to have my two writers on the call with me today, Samantha Dickinson, who's joining us from Brisbane, Australia, and Emily Taylor, who's joining us from Oxford, England. So we have circulated to you the outline for the four primer documents that we are started on
at this time.
And
Dan,
what I'd like,
apologies for interrupting. I'm so sorry, this is Yeshim speaking. Could you please speak up a bit more? Our interpreters are hardly here.
Yes, I can. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much, and apologies for interrupting. Please go ahead.
Not a problem. So to pick up left off, I'm joined by our two writers, Samantha Dickinson and Emily Taylor, and we have circulated as part of the documentation for the call an outline of the four primer documents that we are going to get ourselves started with that are under construction now. So with that, I would like to turn it over to, I guess, Samantha Dickinson first to talk about the first listed primer document, which is focused on the wider Internet governance landscape beyond just the activities of ICANN. So, Sam, can I ask you to pick up and give a brief, maybe 3 to 4 minute overview of that particular primer, and then we'll move on from there to second, third, and fourth.
Okay. Hi. It's Sam Dickinson here. Am I speaking loud enough for the interpreters?
Loud and clear.
Fantastic. Okay. So the first primer I was looking at was the concept of looking at the wider internet governance world with a specific focus on why this matters and where it matters to the ICANN community. So some of the areas I was planning to include in that primer was looking at the ITU, particularly now that it's looking at the digital object architecture, but not just the digital object architecture, but internet-related activities they're doing in their study groups and leading up to the next plenipotentiary. I'm not sure if you're aware, but their new expert group on the ITRs begins again in February. So you may remember Wicket from 2012. Well, this will review whether or not they need to hold another Wicket. We also have coming up next year the main body of work for the CSTD's Enhanced Cooperation Working Group, looking at also in the primer the Human Rights Council discussions on the internet. They now regularly produce an annual resolution that is relevant to the internet, and that intersects with ICANN's work on human rights, particularly in terms of the bylaws. The World Economic Forum is continuing to increase its participation and activities in internet-related work. We now have two ex-ICANN CEOs involved in WEF, and also the IGF. So that was kind of my list of main IG areas for that primer, possibly also looking at the work of the G20, because they'll be having a digital ministers meeting next year, as will the G7. So that's the first primer. Do you want me to go straight on to the second, or do you want to discuss that first?
Olivier, I'd like to leave that up to you as to whether you'd like to discuss each of them individually or just kind of go to the overview and then kind of have questions at the end.
Yes, thanks very much for this, Dan. It's Olivier Trépanoblanc speaking. I think we can go through all of them, and then we'll be able to have questions on them afterwards. I'm a little concerned about timing issues, and I gather that some of these our community is probably more aware of than others. Certainly this first one, with the number of people that are on the call today and that have gone to the IGF, we probably don't need to discuss it anymore. Not specifically there. So let's go on with the other issues.
Okay. The second primer looks at the concept of where domain names will fit in the future internet, particularly in relation to other identifiers that are out there. So looking at the Internet of Things and the concept of where digital object architecture fits in specifically there. Also looking at apps which... like mobile apps that don't require users to see or even input any domain names to get to services the way they do in a normal web browser. Search engines, how people often use search engines to find their sites and services rather than typing in a URL. Like my mother, she types in Facebook into Google rather than just typing facebook.com. And possibly also including a look at the study that looked at consumer awareness of new GTLDs to set the scene for going forward into the next new GTLD round. That's the second brief overview of the primer. The third and last primer I was looking at is looking at geographical names and codes. So as well as looking at all of the groups within ICANN where country and geographical names and codes are being discussed and their status, I was also going to be looking at how this is being discussed in the wider context, looking at the WIPO geographical indicator discussions. Plus, I'm not sure how many of you are aware that there is a new case in the being taken to court. The Icelandic government is taking the UK business Iceland Foods to court for using the word Iceland in its name. Also, the other thing I was going to look at in that primer was how CCTLDs are responding to the market for new GTLDs, that a lot of CCTLDs are now permitting registrations at the second level to compete with new GTLDs. And that's it from me.
Thank you very much, Sam. Now, the fourth primer is being developed by Emily Taylor. So, Emily, if you can pick up and give us an overview of the last primer that we have outlined for this initial set.
Thank you very much, Dan, and thank you, Olivier, for chairing the meeting and for the opportunity to speak. Yes, as Dan said, we're trying to find subject matter for primers that would get people from a position of knowing nothing about a subject to a sort of on the starter, you know, being ready to participate in policy discussions. And one of the areas, the first area that I'm proposing to tackle is who is. And I've sent through a proposed outline on which I would very much welcome feedback. As many of you will be aware, who is has proved to be one of the more controversial policy areas within the ICANN community. And my vision for these primers would be that they would be extensible. So I would imagine a series of quite short documents. So rather than trying to tackle absolutely everything to do with who is in one three-page document, to have something that would just start us off and then we could develop more sophisticated ones as time goes on. What I think would really be helpful as a way of starting off is, you know, thinking about just getting some basics down, like what who is actually is, what a who is record looks like in the GTLD space and what it tells you, and then who uses who is and for what purposes, and sort of really covering off the major stakeholders. Then highlight what policy issues arise from who is, in particular the accuracy or inaccuracy of records, the classic tensions between security interests or law enforcement interests on the one hand and the privacy of individual record holders on the other, transparency and the role of privacy in proxy registrations, and also whether this old protocol is now fit for purpose. And then really to try to understand or put down why it is that different stakeholders within the ICANN community take the point of view that they generally do and what reasons they are. And really to highlight that this is an area where you have several competing and legitimate interests. There could also be some jump-off points and links for the future of who is. So I would really be interested in your feedback on whether this would be useful and what sort of what sort of areas you would like to see covered to get people really from a point of view of knowing nothing about who is to being able to engage in simple policy discussions about it. So thanks. I'm happy to take any questions, and I look forward to your comments.
Olivier, I think I will turn it back to you, to kind of get us started on questions and answers. But again, what I'd like to do is just one comment on kind of the overview here of what we're trying to accomplish. Again, a pilot program, and this element of the pilot program is focused on creating documents that will increase that level of understanding and really kind of be used by different communities for different purposes as to some of the opportunities that are put forward by ICANN for engagement. So again, we're kind of looking at different issues here that we feel like we would like to engage with the community for their feedback and understand how these documents might be developed to be most useful to your community now that is engaged, as well as your ability to reach out to new and potential new members of the community to help them understand the ICANN process and how they might be able to engage in the ICANN process.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. It's Olivier Capanablanc speaking, and thanks to Emily and to Sam for their presentations. I have several questions, but what I'll do is to open the floor for anyone else to have questions. I've seen that there is some there's some things in the chat from Satish Babu regarding the four primers. One thing I did want to ask while people collect their thoughts before putting their hands up is the naming of the actual program itself. I recall in Helsinki we had called it the double D double P or double D triple P or something. How many D's, how many P's are there in this? And let's agree to a nomenclature that's the same across ICANN. I'd like to avoid the CWG, CCWG thing because the first... It might be trivial to us, but it actually confuses people. And the number of times I've been asked by people in at large, what is the difference between a CWG and a CCWG? We definitely don't want to have the question as to what's the difference between a triple D double P or a double D double P.
Thank you, Olivier, and I think that is Dan O'Neill speaking. I think that is an excellent point. There's no shortage of acronym confusion across the ICANN world, so we don't wish to add to that at all. We have tried to limit it down. We obviously did start with DDDPP for document development and drafting pilot program. What we have tried to do is now limit that down because that was just too much of a mouthful. We're trying to get it down, and I will take your note to make sure that we are consistent on this, and I'll work backwards to make sure that it is reflected in all of our documents and communique. We're trying to go with DDP, Document Development Pilot. So DDP is what we will go with consistently for this pilot program going forward, so that there is no confusion for all those that wish to engage in it.
Okay, thanks very much for this. Let's then go to the queue. Alan Greenberg, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Three things. Number one, on the name, I like the shortened name, but please, why don't you use the P for program? ICANN has this determination that if something's a pilot, it has to be in the name. That means if you ever formalize it, you have to change the name. Why don't just document development program, and by the way, it's a pilot. Just a personal comment. Number one of the real questions, timeline. What timeline do you expect to see these these four documents created in?
Alan, let me go ahead and take that first, and then I will turn it over to Emily and Sam, who are actually doing the work on each of those. What we have talked about, again, is wanting to get this pilot up and running. So, again, what we have identified is particular primer documents that we want to try to get out by, you know, at least drafts of them out by the end of the calendar year 2016. So for these particular documents, we are looking for that short turnaround. Sam has committed to doing two of these at least getting draft documents out by the end of the year, and then Emily will have the Who Is document out by the end of the year as well. So we are trying to get the program. We've kind of been a little slower out of the blocks than we would have liked, but certainly want to start to ramp up, because we are looking at creating roughly 20 of these over the next coming months, but really want to get these first ones out of the blocks by the end of 2016.
Okay, that's more than detailed enough for what I was asking. The answer is soon, and you also addressed my next question of are you planning more, and you are. I would like to see the fifth one being new GTLDs, the history of the program and the prognosis and the plan going forward. That and Who Is are the two major GNSO PDPs that we're trying to get people involved in, and the learning curve is really steep. So these documents will be very welcome. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Alan. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And the next person is Emily Taylor.
Hello. I just thought I would respond directly to Alan's last point. Yes, absolutely. I think that one of the next task in my in-tray on this pilot would be a similar introduction, very basic to new GTLDs, covering things like what was the program, how it came about, what the process was in brief, what have been the results, what to expect in the future, and the potential for a new round, and the different, you know, points on the spectrum or where you can expect different communities to sit. So thanks, that's it from me.
Thanks, Emily. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, and I'm going to read one of the points that have been made. I note first that Yeshim has her hand up, so let's have Yeshim Nazlar first, and then I'll read the comment from Satish Babu. Yeshim, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivia. Actually, I was going to read out what Satish has just written.
Satish Babu is asking, what is the role of railroad in the program for those four primers?
Thank you.
Well, thanks, let me...
Dan?
Dan O'Neill speaking. Again, what we are trying to do with the primer document is obviously create something that is going to be educational, valuable, useful in many different areas for each of the stakeholder communities. These primer documents will be delivered out to all of the communities with the understanding that they can utilize them and engage with them however is best for them. As a part of this process, we wanted to set up an opportunity where we were working with the stakeholder communities in just as Alan has kind of jumped out in front very early to understand what are those subject matters that would be most valuable. So to have that engagement and feedback from the communities is critically important. And then not only, you know, understanding what issues are important, but also during the development process, we have a wiki page that we will be posting the development of these documents and the draft documents So what we would like to do is be able to, you know, utilize the wiki page as well as working with ICANN staff to continue to have phone calls such as this to engage with different communities and get their feedback on the development of these drafts so that, you know, we can understand your particular points of view and interest and develop the drafts to reflect that.
Thanks very much for this, Dan. It's Olivier speaking. And I'm just having a little conversation in the background regarding the emails that the invitations to this call were sent to. We might have to check if email to ddpp@icann.org works, because I'm noticing that no one from the working group itself, and we want to associate the working group, no one from the working group itself is actually on the call, which is a little strange. Can I ask staff to check that? Glenn McKnight, you're next.
Sorry, my mic was muted. Glenn McKnight for the record. A couple of things, Dan. I'm concerned about metrics. In particular, this is like a product launch, and you must have a marketing strategy to take the product that you're producing and then expectations at the end. So if you can give me the life cycle and what you expect from us being participants as Radal leaders, that what we do with this product, how does it generate results, and I guess what you expect from us.
Dan?
Well, thank you very much for that, Glenn. I agree. What we wanted to do was, you know, clearly once we have the wiki page up and being utilized, you know, to really focus on that. So I will work with both Rob Hogarth of ICANN Policy Development as well as Ozon of his staff to create a focus on the wiki page, but more broadly on the program itself. What we do want to do is, you know, utilize calls like this to be able to engage with the different communities. So, you know, if you think it would be more helpful to kind of formalize that, put together, you know, a document that kind of announces the program for you to utilize in terms of reaching out. But as part of our interview process in developing the pilot, we found that the different communities were really kind of looking to utilize it for different purposes. So we want to be careful not to kind of pigeonhole and allow each of the communities to utilize these primer documents in a way that is most useful for each of the individual communities. So, you know, we certainly want to make it available to you, but in terms of how you wish to utilize it, you know, we want to leave that to you, and I think that might be part of this ongoing process to understand how we might want to shape these primer documents going forward to accomplish those objectives.
Thanks for this, Dan. I see there are a number of people in the queue. Let me first start with Sylvia Vivanco.
Thank you, Olivier. Dan, this is Sylvia. Just very quickly about the wiki page. As you can see on the screen, we have within the RALO Secretariat wiki space, we created a child page for this particular project for the at-large community. So we have that working space for us where I posted your primer's outline, and now you are mentioning that there is another wiki page. Actually, I am not aware of that yet at this moment, but what I want to understand is, if, you know, in that large community, we have our own wiki pages where we work, our workspaces, where we post information, comments, etc. So I just want to make sure that I understand what is going to be our working space, workspace for us, for the community, to work on this project. And if there is another wiki page which is broader, maybe it's for informational purposes. So I think I would like to define which one is the working space. Thank you.
Dan, Dan O'Neill speaking just briefly. Yes, working with ICANN's policy development, we did create a wiki page just for the DDP, Document Development Program. So what I will need to do is, make sure that we are, one, clear on exactly the address and location for that wiki page so that you can utilize that. And then obviously going forward, develop how best to kind of link the work and information that's available there to to your RALO pages so that there's no lost information or everybody is current on exactly what is being done. So I will take that as an action item going forward to make sure that we kind of clarify that and that mm-hmm. we're working together on that.
Okay, Dan, this is Sylvia. Thank you very much. That will be very useful. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Sylvia. Next is Alan Greenberg.
Thank you very much. in terms of marketing, I don't think you're going to have a problem. If you do a half-decent job and ICANN doesn't bury these, I think there's going to be a lot of demand. One of the critical things, I think, is who you get involved in commenting on the draft, because there is a fair number of people in the community who have, I think, good perspectives of these issues and can take a very balanced opinion or a balanced position. So I think it's going to be important who you get involved to make sure that the documents reflect what will be useful in the community. So that's number one. Number two, are you planning on doing translations of these, which is absolutely critical for us?
Alan, it is Dan O'Neill again. Again, through the interview process, we absolutely got the feedback from ALAC as well as other communities about the importance of translations, and the answer to that is yes. Obviously, we want to, increase the value and increase the distribution of these primer documents as much as possible. So we will be utilizing ICANN translation services to translate these documents with the hopes of doing that at the same time for each of the documents so that we can get them out in all of the different languages or at least as many as make sense as quickly as possible.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for this question and for this answer. I see no further hands at the moment, but there is still a comment from Satish Babu in the chat, an earlier comment, where he mentions, while these four primers would indeed be useful, I would like to know if we would be taking up a few hands-on TDP pilots after these are done or while they are being done. For some of the RALOs, like APRALO, the primary interest in DDP is on account of their inability to participate effectively in ICANN's policy development process. I am not quite sure what Satish means by PDP pilots. There are policy development processes going on in the generic name supporting organization all the time. There are lots of them. I can't imagine there would be a pilot on these. But perhaps, Satish, if you could explain slightly further in the chat, then I'll read your comments in the chat. I don't know if there's any response to what you've mentioned so far, but I do myself have several points to make on the different projects which have been now proposed to us. First, the wider internet governance landscape, and I think that one of the things we need to do is to stop using acronyms, and the first error here is in the title, wider IG landscape. It really is wider internet governance landscape and a non-exhaustive list of things to mention. As the cross-community working group on internet governance co-chair, I'm well-versed with this topic, and I think that the topics which have been chosen here are absolutely fine. But I do remind you, the drafters of this document, that whilst the at-large community is extensively involved in the Internet Governance Forum, and in fact many of us have have come back from Guadalajara, most of us having paid their own travels, We are well aware of these different points. Whilst there is somehow a completely different view in some parts of the generic name supporting organization. Indeed, they believe that ICANN has nothing to do with this. So I would urge you to be very clear in your in drafting that topic and to get the GNSO counselors to read it. They might learn a thing or two. Second, domain names in the future internet, including alternative identifiers. Again, a big discussion at the Internet Governance Forum. And the discussion I've had so far with some ICANN people was that IoT has nothing to do with ICANN, and certainly DOA even less. So you'll have a hard time to convince some people in that part of the world. Thirdly, geographic names and code, yes, that indeed is directly related to ICANN, and I think that this would be very, very useful indeed for our community. Indeed, some parts of our community have been more affected than others, and in La Corralo, there has been some extensive discussions in the prior round of new GTLDs. You will, of course, remember the .Amazon and .Patagonia names which have received much attention, and indeed there were some comments from the at-large community that were filed in the process. And finally, outline introduction to who is. I wonder why we are talking about about something that we can pretty soon consider as the past. Why are we not having an introduction to registration directory services? Our community has been involved in the development of RDS, as it's called. We have had several webinars in the past on Whois, but Whois really should be considered as the past, and RDS is the one that we, I think our community would probably be more interested to. Certainly, there is less known about RDS than Whois. So these are my comments, and I look forward to your feedback. Thank you.
Olivier, this is Dan O'Neill speaking. Thank you very much for the comments. Very helpful. And what I would ask is, Sam and Emily, if you could take just Olivier's individual questions on each of the primers that he raised and address those, then we'll kind of pull it together at the end. But if we can start with Sam and Olivier's questions on your primers, that would be helpful.
Hi, it's Sam Dickinson here. Thanks, Olivier, for your comments. In terms of using acronyms, I totally agree with you. The only reason IG appeared in that little bit of text was it was in an email to Dan and he just copied and pasted. If you've ever read anything of mine, whenever I introduce an acronym, I always spell it out first, so please don't be concerned about that. The point in all of those primers that I'm thinking about is to contextualise. So, yes, hopefully it will. The one on internet governance will explain why these issues, or get across the concept of why these issues of internet governance do matter to the ICANN community. The same in the domain names and future internet. Whether or not people believe that the Internet of Things or digital object architecture are topics for ICANN to discuss, they are issues that are being discussed in the wider context and may have an effect on how the domain name system operates going forward. So, for example, within the ITU space, if DOA takes off, it's very much being pushed as an alternative to the use of IP addresses and domain names for labelling Internet of Things objects. Were you trying to say something, Olivier?
I'm not saying anything. I'm listening.
Oh. Okay, sorry. I just heard a little beep in the background. I thought maybe there was someone trying to talk. GI names. I was going to look at some of the older issues like .Amazon. And the reason for discussing things like WIPO was to give context to why issues like .Amazon and .Patagonia issues like .Wine came about. And sometimes very fraught debate within the ICANN community is a reflection of much more fraught debates within the larger UN WIPO discussions. I think that's all I need to respond. But yes, I've written down the comments you've made, so I'll consider that in my drafting. So I'll hand over to Emily.
Thanks a lot, Sam. And thank you, Olivier, for those comments. Yes, I mean, one of the issues that I was hoping for feedback from this group about was where to pitch the primer on naming, you know, registration directory or Whois. I mean, my feeling is that what we've got at the moment is Whois, and that that is a record that affects about 150 million GTLDs. And so whatever the future brings, and there is definitely active work that ought to be described perhaps in separate series of primers, is the direction of travel, where we're heading for, to the extent that that is defined and agreed, and what the legacy issues are likely to be and what the transition is likely to look like. Sorry, excuse my cough. So I'm very happy to call this Registration Directory Services and adopt whatever terms of art you feel will be the most understandable to people in the community. I totally take your underlying substantive point that this is an area which is actively mutating. It's not completely clear to me that we've got to a fully formed successor or that that has been implemented yet. And I would like to hear your views about where we start people. I mean, do you start with what exists at the moment and flag that it's changing, or do you start with the registration directory services as it's likely to be? I'm happy to do either, by the way.
Thanks very much for this, Emily. Olivier Catan-Ablanc speaking. And just to respond quickly to your point, I think that Whois is really reaching the end of its lifetime, and registration directory services is set to take over in the future. Certainly, I can't imagine anyone looking at improving Whois in itself based on the limits that the protocol has, that the fields have, and Alan might correct me, but I can't remember any recent work that was done to improve Whois. It's all been folded into RDS. But Alan Greenberg has his hand up. Perhaps he can explain further.
Thank you. I wasn't going to answer that question, but I will. Yes, there is actually Whois work that has been going on if you look at all of the work to handle IDNs and things like that. Now, much of it concludes that we're going to have to make some changes, but it's still been under the imprimatur, the name of Whois. Two things. On Internet governance, yes, there are people in ICANN who say it shouldn't be any of our business. They may, under the new bylaws, claim that we should be out of that field completely. If you look at the fact that there were 10 board members and untold executives at the last IGF a week ago, someone in ICANN who holds the purse strings certainly thinks that it's important for us. So the fact that some people don't is it maybe just means they need education. On the name of Whois RDS, I'll point out that I believe the official name is RDDS, Registration Data Directory Services, which has been shortened to RDS in some cases. ICANN tends to be politically correct, and once a new name is invented, we go back and erase the existence of the old name and pretend it never existed. I think any document probably has to reference both in the title and certainly early in the document. They are the same thing. Whois is an RDS or an RDDS, maybe a particularly poor one, but it certainly is one of the flavors, and it's the name was used. It's the word that people still, if you're not up on the current PDP and the current nomenclature in ICANN, it's the name you recognize. So I don't think you can toss the name aside, but yes, we certainly can't ignore the fact that it is being rebranded at the same time. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
And I take your point. It's Olivia speaking. I take your point regarding the naming of who is or RDDS or RDF. That's a very good point. And by the way, my comment was not meant to belittle the topic itself, and I certainly find the topic to be particularly important. And the contents of that paper, Inaccuracy, Security versus Privacy, Transparency and Fitness for Purpose, as being something very positive in being addressed in a professional paper. Emily Taylor, your hand is still up.
That's just me forgetting to put my hand down. I'll do that.
That's okay, Emily. Olivier Krapanoblo speaking. There is an answer from Satish Babu in the chat to my earlier question. Now, his first comment was, while these four primers would indeed be useful, I'd like to know if it would be taken up a few hands on PDP pilots after these are done, or while these were being done. For some railos, the primary interest in DDP is on account of their inability to participate effectively in ICANN's policy development process. Satish has added, I was under the impression that DDP would provide handholding to railos and community members in contributing to policy. So that's what he meant in his comment. Dan, any comment on this? And indeed, by the way, I believe many railroads did think that as well, that they would be helped in drafting comments in policy discussions. Dan O'Neill.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Dan O'Neill speaking. In response, yes, the focus of the DDP program, this element of the DDP program, certainly is going to continue to be on assistance and explanation and analysis of PDP opportunities for all of the community. Again, what we found is there is, you know, just an ebb and flow to the release of these particular PDPs. And at this time, we wanted to start this process and we weren't able to identify particular PDPs that made sense for us to do the primers with. So going forward, we still see, you know, a primer document directly tied to PDP opportunities as being the primary focus for the program. So while these particular primers go away from directly being tied to PDP drafting opportunities, going forward, the notion is that will be the focus of the program. And then, obviously, it's been helpful throughout this call to understand some of the issues outside of just PDPs that we may want to also build into some of the primers if we have other periods when there is a lull in particular opportunities. But we have heard on this call some other areas that we might want to address that would be helpful to the communities. But the main focus will continue to be directly linked to PDPs and assisting communities with an understanding and analysis of those particular opportunities.
Thanks, Dan. Olivier speaking. There's also another note from Glenn McKnight in the chat, mentioning that there's no point if Glenn and Gordon, he mentions Gordon Chilcott, are the only ones in Naralo involved in the primers. They need to be well designed for the learner experience and resulting in tangible content. That's just a comment. I'm not sure whether there's a... there's a follow-up to this, Glenn. I gather, and this is just me just interpreting what I'm reading, the primers are very welcome, but we might need to expand on our working group and finding maybe some other people to read the primers once they're drafted so as to find out whether they're understandable by people who are beginners, rather than us who I guess have been seasoned participants for a while. I know Glenn McKnight has his hand up. He probably is on voice now. Glenn?
Yeah, Glenn for the record. Let me clarify. Gordon and I are volunteering for this project. I assume, and this is getting back to expectations, that we are empowered. We're fundamentally facilitators for our community. We go back. Essentially, what we want is not me and him being the policy people, but everyone in the community empowered to actually take that material and understand the process and procedure so they can actually feel that they're part of the process. So that's what I'm saying. If the document, if these primers are just crazy, if they're just synopsis of what documents are already there without detailing what we need to do to be able to produce the policies, then we fail. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I need more clear definition of what you expect from us so that when Gordon and I go back and we'll do monthly updates on what we're doing and what we're achieving to excite people within our community. So do you understand now?
Glenn, that's excellent. Dan, over to you.
Dan O'Neill speaking. Glenn, thank you for the comment. I guess what I would like to do is fall back on the term, what we've got here is a pilot. The notion is that, you know, these primer documents will be able to, again, assist each of the communities in a manner that is most helpful to them in terms of a further understanding of the PDT opportunities. And I guess what we are looking to do through the creation of these first documents, obviously outside the PDP process, but once we start to focus on particular PDPs, is to work with you and with other communities to understand the manner in which we are producing them, providing background, providing analysis of the issues, the impact on particular communities, whether the format that we have created is the most valuable format for your utilization of engaging, one, in that particular PDP, as well as you stated, the ability to bring new people from ALAC into the process. So, you know, we're starting by looking to create a primer document that is going to be useful across all of the communities. And what we really need to understand through this process is, you know, is that realistic? It is a primer document that is created valuable for exactly what ALAC is wishing to do, as well as what all of the other communities are wishing to do? Or do we need to rethink that objective may be too broad? So those are some of the challenges that we wish to try to answer in this pilot so that we are creating the most useful document as possible for each of the communities.
Thanks, Dan. Olivier speaking. We've got 2 minutes left on the call. Alan Greenberg, you're next.
Thank you. I just wanted to say I think this program, the one you've reverted to because of the availability of resources without specific requests, I think is the best thing I've heard of in ICANN in ages to address the kind of problems that not only at large has, but certainly many parts of the GNSO, the GAC, that is, you bring new people in and the learning curve is so steep, the history is so deep, that it is almost impossible for new people to get involved in it. You're addressing in these four, and hopefully with a GTLD one, a fifth one, the critical areas that people are just, they're sinking in the water right now, and we cannot get new people involved. It's not only at large, it's also many parts of the GNSO, and certainly any of the more general areas of ICANN. If these as I said before, if these documents are half decent, and I'm not being derogatory, I'm just saying if they do a reasonable job and are not buried, I think they're going to be one of the better resources we have to getting new people involved in our processes, and we much larger than at large. So just a vote of thanks. Thanks.
Alan, Dan O'Neill speaking. Thank you very much for that.
You know, we actually think is going to be a valuable resource as well. I am very pleased that I've got two excellent writers to produce these, and I think, you know, their background with ICANN, their background with these issues, coupled with the feedback that we're able to get from you and other communities, will absolutely produce a valuable document. And then I am committed to working with ICANN staff to ensure that, you know, one, they are pushed out to all of the communities in a manner that everybody receives them and that they are not buried. So hopefully if we all kind of take up our different tasks here, we can make this truly a valuable contribution.
Thanks very much, Dan. Olivier Capano-Leblanc speaking. And as we're reaching the end of our allocated hour, I just have one more question for you. Four documents. What's your timeline for these to be completed?
Well, I guess if I could just turn it over to Sam and Emily to get their take. But again, what we are looking at is we had a rough deadline of trying to get three drafts out by the end of this calendar year, with a fourth following soon in January. But if I could turn to Sam first and then Emily for more specifics on timing.
Hi, it's Sam. Sorry, I'm just dealing with an insect. I will get two drafts out by the end of the year, but I mean, I suppose it very much depends on the feedback. I don't know how much, I haven't even spoken to Dan about this. I don't know what the review cycle timing will be like. But to give you some, I was definitely going to do the internet governance overview before the end of the year. And I'm not sure if ALEC has any ideas of whether they prefer the second or third primer to be also done by the end of the year. I'm flexible. So if you prefer one over the other, I can get that done. Otherwise, we'll make the choice separately.
Thank you. Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, some of the same people are probably going to be commenting on all of them, so staggering is probably a better move than dumping them all out at the same time. I would allow a good close to a month or so for comments. People are really busy and aren't going to be able to jump on this the moment they get released and turn them around in a week.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, Alan. And that's the ALAC chair speaking, I gather. So he's able to speak on behalf of our community. That would be our preference. So with all this, it's 2 minutes past the top of the hour. I know several of us have to be on another call immediately now. I would like to thank Dan O'Neill and Sam Dickinson and Emily Taylor for being on this call and for proposing these papers to us. I think that the response, I guess, here is thumbs up. Let's do it rather than just do it, which I know is trademarked. But, let's do it, and looking forward to see some of the first results on these papers. Do keep in mind, though, the comments from Satish, which I think were also shared by other railos as well. We really are looking at perhaps some help in drafting some of our own comments as well. I know that might come as something later in the future. Let's have those issue papers first. Let's see how they come out, and let's see how we can benefit from these. And with this, any other comments, Dan, with your team?
I don't have any other comments at this point, Olivier. Thank you very much, and absolutely, Satish's comments will be kept in mind. That is the focus of the program, so I expect we're going to have the bulk of our work will focus on particular PDPs and be able to assist the railos in development in response to that. So thank you very much for the opportunity, and we're excited to get started.
Well, thanks, Dan, and we're looking forward to hear from you sooner rather than later. In the meantime, everyone, thanks for being on the call. This call is now adjourned. Goodbye.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Well, one more rest of the day. Bye-bye.